Oh my god, you like music? I like music too! What's your favorite group?
Beatles.
No way! Me too!
Have you heard Abbey Road? Kicks ass.
Bought it today. You know what? If you like the Beatles, you will love this band called Nickelback.
Do you have some?
Only like a whole CD in my car.
Well, let's go!
And welcome to yet another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio. I got a packed house with me today. Everybody's here. We got Joel.
I'm on time this time.
That's beautiful. Even though you're coming from the girls' place, you got here on time.
I did.
Veronica, say hi.
Hi.
You were not killed by any kind of crazy fan and kept in a meat locker or a sex pit or anything. You're here and you're live. And that's good.
You're so random.
I'm just so happy you're alive. I was so worried. We didn't see you for weeks and weeks.
It was like 1 week. What are you talking about?
It felt like an eternal hell to me. And
because you love me.
I do. I adore you. And for those who are watching at home with the webcam, we've got a protege, shall I say. Vinny.
What's up?
Say what's up. We got Vinny who's studying how to be a mini Giorgio, a mini John Papa Giorgio. Through the delightful classes at Fairfax County Public Access, and he wanted to sit in and learn the trade. So here he is. Couldn't have picked anyone better, right, guys?
No doubt, no doubt.
Right?
We'll find out.
Thank you, Joel.
Sure, right.
Thank you, Veronica.
Totally, for sure.
I love you and your support. It means the world. F you both for being so late on that one.
I said something right away.
You're quicker than that one. Quicker than Blondie. All right, so we got a full show. I want to get to what the gang did for Valentine's Day. I've got some new sounders for that one. Veronica, when you start talking about Valentine's Day, here's what's waiting for you. Come on.
Men.
Damn it.
I love black men.
There we go. That'll be getting a lot of miles.
Are you serious?
I love black men.
Yes.
You make me seem like this big racist, and I'm not.
Obviously.
I love black men.
You love them.
I hate you.
Okay.
You're such a jerk.
And I also love this little guy.
I'm a real good sex person. I do it all the different ways.
There you go. You good sex person. That's for Veronica, too.
What?
So we got Valentine's Day. We got Kevin Smith, the whole Kevin Smith saga, the fat director who got kicked off of a Southwest flight for being too fat.
He needs a soundbite.
I love that story. I have one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Fat bitch, sir.
There we go.
Love it.
There we go. Been listening to a lot of 30 Rock. We got Kenneth, we got Tina Fey, and we got Alec right there. And, you know, maybe giving up something on the show for Lent, more for show comedy than Lent purposes. But, hey, if it gets us in good with the man upstairs, why the hell not? And we also got some Olympics talk, pretty much how I don't think any of us give an S, but
not
yeah,
really.
No one cares.
I'm starting to, actually.
I knew it. I knew that was going to be what I was going to turn it into. I was like, you degenerate gambling F, you're going to love it somehow.
I haven't. No gambling.
Did what? You really bet on figure skating?
I wish.
I guarantee you he has.
No, I haven't.
I guarantee you Joel's found some weird thing to parlay. But all that awaits. First, the Valentine's Day talk. I don't know about you guys. I spent it like any self-respecting fat bag of queer bait. I spent it with my mom and my cat.
And, fat bag of queer bait.
So, I spent it with the mom. Even when my old man was alive and well, I don't know about you guys, but I always did the get my mom a Valentine's card and candies and that stuff. And I'm not going to act like I didn't half-ass it. I always got it at like 2 a.m. at CVS on the 3rd, you know, well, technically the 14th. But I did that again this year. I picked up one of those chocolate hearts, you know, just filled with chocolates. I didn't know how cheap those were, by the way. You can get a Titanic chocolate heart for like $5, $8 at CVS. It's amazing.
I'm sure it's high quality, too.
I mean, I'm sure it's crap. I don't care, though. It's chocolate. You know, it gives you the same endorphin rush. So I got the cards, my brother handled the flowers, and I got a couple, like, huge dark chocolate Cadbury bars and the chocolate heart. And we gave them to the mom the next day, and she was happy. And I know it's, like, always a running gag in movies that you give a chocolate heart to someone and then you devour all the crap yourself, but that really, really went down this year. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever done. I mean, I gave it to her probably at 4 or 5 p.m. That's when my bro came around finally. and I had housed those things before my Sunday night cartoons came on.
Did you realize you were Sunday eating night. The gift you just gave her?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she had, like, the first piece. You know, it's kind of like Rambo First Blood. That, you know, she drew First Blood. It's on after that. Like, as long as she touched it and opened it, then it's good to go. So I killed them all, and I've discovered a new way to eat chocolate that is maybe the most disgusting thing I'll ever describe on the air.
Oh, no.
But, okay, you take a big jar of, like, crunchy peanut butter, and you take a knife, and you just kind of mash the chocolate into cubes with the knife, and then you throw it into the peanut butter. Hi, Veronica. What's the important phone call?
It's not a phone call.
It's a text from a male suitor?
No.
Okay.
Female suitor?
You are so lucky.
She loves black women.
F whatever listens to this.
I love black men.
Okay. So,
seriously?
You can go mute whenever. You can go mute whenever you want.
Screw you. I'm going to text all show long.
Okay. Okay. Good. Just throw in the towel. I like to know you've quit on me. All right. So you throw it on top of peanut butter, and it's kind of like cereal and milk, and you just eat it with a spoon. It's like making your own Reese's Pieces, but I guess you can pretend it's healthy because it's not fake peanut butter.
You're like an adult, depressed Augustus Gloop.
I really am. I need to do the show live from a clogged chocolate tube. Just cement my legacy as a fat ass.
Why don't you just get a can of frosting with the peanut butter? Then you don't have to go through the...
That would be decadent, and I'd feel like a Sex in the City lady. I'd feel a
little too high class there.
Yeah, exactly. A little too highfalutin.
Frosting from a can makes you feel like Sex in the City?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
Sure about that?
I'd be a little Carrie if I did that.
I was thinking more like Roseanne Barr, but hey.
Roseanne just drank on the show, if I recall. There was no overt gluttony. She just drank a lot.
I thought she liked lard.
Well, I mean, she does, obviously. She's a fat slop pile. Although in her day, she was hot. Like, what? if you find Roseanne at, like, 18, she was kind of hot.
Dude, you got to get out
She wasn't
more.
Fat at the time.
He's got to get out more. He's got to stop with the internet.
I love the interwebs.
You got to work on this.
They bring me everything that I love.
Maybe she was hot at 18, but then she had sex.
She had kids, like, way early and got way fat from it. I mean, she became a gross slop pile, you know, pronto. But I swear to God, back in the day, you'd have done Roseanne.
I'd have to see a picture to validate that.
I'll bring one in next week. Okay. It's, I don't have one in, like, my extensive file of internet pornography. I'm not that depraved, but I'll dig up something for the show. But that was my Valentine's. I did nothing. The, you know, the casual chick tapped me out. She's like, I don't think you have to do that. That'd be too serious. That was music to my ears. Saved me a couple bucks, and I got to sit on my ass and watch cartoons. So,
You are so lame.
Why? Who wants the pressure of actually having to do something on Valentine's Day for someone they care about?
Wow, dinner is so hard.
It's not just dinner. It has to be like a special dinner.
Why? You're going to sound really stupid when I tell you about what I did.
Why? I mean, yeah,
John gets another big fail. Another big F. Yeah.
I didn't. Fail. I checked. I was like, do I have to do anything? I mean, you know,
Of course she's going to say no.
Well.
God, have you learned nothing?
But the thing is that I'm with John on this one. That's the one day someone's actually going to remember what the hell you did.
Oh, yeah.
It could be crap. It could
be pressure's
great.
On.
They're going to actually remember, even if you gave them, like, you know, frosting
right,
and
so
peanut butter.
Right, so not doing something's even better.
Do you guys, either one of you, enjoy getting laid ever?
Yeah. Like, do I you get, like it?
It's fun as hell, yeah.
I get laid.
Honey?
I mean, I get
you
laid.
You ever want to get laid? You need to put a little effort into it. Like a dinner on Valentine's Day.
No, I think she was being legit. I mean, I got some off her a couple days later. I don't think I was in trouble. I think she was being on the level. She's just a real commitment phobe, which is pretty goddamn amazing. Yeah.
You got a clone of her?
Yeah, I know.
It's a good thing you found a girl with high self-esteem.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. Way to shoot for the stars, John.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've bagged me a little Artemis. Okay, gang. News team, assemble. What else we got? What were your Valentine's days? Someone go first. Joel, Veronica.
My story's long, so let them go first.
Okay.
I didn't do anything.
Come on,
Joel.
No. Before Vinny goes, we gotta comb Veronica's depths. By nothing, you mean what?
I didn't do anything.
Okay, there have to be a couple guys trying to get in your skivvies.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Really? Really?
All right, even I'm gonna turn you a little bit. I know you've been at least talking to one guy, correct?
Maybe.
Okay. But
I like how you actually pay attention here.
That being said, he didn't make any effort for Valentine's Day? at all?
He wasn't here.
Now is
like the goddamn
said,
horse whisperer.
He and I got into a huge fight. I don't even want to talk about him right now.
Was it about Valentine's Day?
Nope.
Listen to Joel.
Something totally unrelated.
Friggin' the Vag Whisperer over here. No wonder he's getting some.
Yeah.
San Diego.
And then the other thing is, now was he going to at least make it up to you for missing it? You know, like plan something like.
No, like
or
we're
later?
Not even like on speaking terms right now.
Oh damn!
Like huge blowout. Before
the fight.
Weren't you two getting down like 2 weeks ago? Like, did this just happen?
Yeah.
Wow, what did you do?
That's all right. I saw Tyrone last night.
What did you... Veronica got hers elsewhere.
I love black men.
I'm literally not just going to play another. That's it. The mouse is not moving today. Okay, so what was this big fight? What ended it between you guys? Because I know you've kind of dug this guy for a while, this mystery man.
He made an assumption, and he stewed on it for a week, which obviously ticked me off.
The assumption was you're with other gentlemen?
No, absolutely not.
What was the assumption?
Don't worry about it.
Well,
you know I'm not going to talk about it on air. Why
just
do you
a little
ask?
Bit. I just want to know the assumption. We're talking in a vacuum. This isn't Veronica. This isn't the guy Veronica's banging. This
he
is
he perceived
other
something
people.
That wasn't correct. He didn't ask me about it. He didn't bring it up. He stewed on it for a week. He never spoke up. He ignored me for a week, which you know what it's doing to me. Making mm-hmm. me so ticked off that I can't see straight. So when he finally does contact me, he's Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky, hey, stranger, how you doing? And I'm like, I want to see you burn on the cross right
so
now.
He's trying to,
are you kidding me?
He's trying to do the pull-away game, but he's waiting entirely too long to come back. Because I'm a
what
fan of that game.
What are you talking
about? Okay, if you get into it with someone, you go quiet for like 24 hours. You don't wait.
No, we didn't even get into it. I didn't know he was mad.
Really?
He just stewed on it for a week. Yeah.
What a wuss.
Yeah, and then he's upset. Then I call him out. And I'm like, seriously?
And in the meantime,
you
had been all.
I love black men.
I was ticked. And if you play that one more time, I'm going to shove my shoe where he might like it. Never mind.
All right. Vinny, how about you, my friend? Vinny's new to the show. You know, he's new meat. He's studying what's going on. But how about you? Are you got a girl or anything? Or
no girl currently.
Oh, you are going to go far in radio, my friend. I like the sound of that.
I like to be out and about every once in a while doing things here and there.
Okay.
People.
So what did you do for the V-Day? There you go.
The V-Day was pretty low-key for me, only for the same reasons I told you moments ago. I don't want to set any expectations on Valentine's Day or on Valentine's Day for some.
Yeah.
Because people are going to remember what you did. I'd rather do my
outside
of that.
You're going to be measured against that bar for the rest of your days.
Pretty much.
Oh, my God.
Either of you have any idea how incredibly pathetic you both sound right now.
I've already gotten myself in trouble because I've been called out on my performances in the sack. She's like, you know, it's not as good as it was a couple of months ago. And I'm like, you know, that's when things were fresh, honey.
Hey.
So you got to set low expectations. This is just life in general. Just set low expectations, but exceed those by a little bit. If you exceed them by too much, then they cease to be low expectations in the future.
They're new expectations.
Yeah, new high expectations. Yeah.
Say this.
You dig your own grave.
In the studio.
What did you say, Veronica?
Nothing.
All right.
Go ahead, Joel. What'd you do?
All right. So I have a girlfriend I've been seeing for a month.
Yes, you have.
Since our first Valentine's Day, I wanted to try to wow the S out of her. So the night before, I brought over flowers, and I hid everything else that I got for her in the car since it was cold out and nothing would melt.
So you brought flowers up to her pad?
Correct.
Okay.
And the next morning, we went to brunch. I went to Carlisle Grand out in Shirlington, and that's when
I am not gay.
Okay.
John.
Okay. What, Brunchy?
Brunch is not gay. On Valentine's Day? Come on.
You got to remember, this is a man that goes to IHOP with his mommy. Okay?
I have been to IHOP with my mom.
So just continue.
We have both concluded that IHOP is not good, so we are now Cracker Barrel people.
Cracker Barrel with his mommy.
Get your facts straight. My broadcast is a factual one.
All right.
Joel, proceed.
All right, so at brunch, I gave her her card. I gave her a gift. I gave her chocolates and chocolate-covered strawberries.
So, okay.
Yeah, so
you mean the phallic penis tip candy of the world?
I mean, they're from Godiva. Either way, they're good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, baller. So,
yeah, all right.
So we did that. And
no,
then,
no Russell Stover for this, man.
No, sir.
Okay.
So I planned out like a whole kind of like Sunday fun day, and it was really nice outside. So we went to...
I am not
Sunday
gay.
Fun day.
That's not gay either. So I had
that's
a...
kind of gay. Sorry. Go no, ahead. Not.
So we went to Old Town Alexandria.
Okay.
There was a wine tasting at a torpedo factory.
Jesus Christ.
And so we did that and walked around.
Wine tasting at the torpedo factory.
Okay, even that one you kind of walked into.
That's not the... I don't think it's that bad.
Let's see if you can go 3 for 3.
You could have been doing like yogurt shots at the White Swallow. It would have sounded less gay. All right.
All right.
So where did you and your girlfriend Steve go?
Love it.
Okay.
See, this doesn't bother me because some of us actually, you know, had a Valentine that we
hold on.
Yeah, you know what? While you were eating peanut butter,
we've got a caller.
Yeah.
Caller, are you on?
Hey, John.
Hello, hello.
It's Carly.
Holy crap. What's up, Carly?
I'm eating cookies.
Oh, my God. Carly and I have been joking about just what a glutton I am ever since last week's Valentine's incident, and she really is eating cookies. You can hear them crumbling in the background.
What kind of cookies?
They're Fudge Shop.
Nice full mouth. Oh, God. All right, Carly. I will hit you up later.
Get Richie on the show.
I will do my best.
Killiam's, he's the best. He's a fun guy, and Valentine's Day stories suck.
Oh,
yeah,
whatever.
we need much more talk of video games.
Video games are where it's at.
Video games and cookies.
All right, Carly, I am punching out. She's a bitter married woman. That's why she hates Valentine's now. Actually, no, the marriage is going pretty well for her and my buddy Jerry.
Yeah, I know Jerry.
Good for them.
Good old folks. All right.
So, anyways, just to wrap it up, after that we went to
after the wine tasting at the Torpedo Factory.
We went to the Arlington Cinema Draft House.
Okay.
There we
love
go.
The draft house.
Yeah. So
that's straight.
So we went there. There was a comedian who kind of stunk, but whatever. And there was
what was the comedian's name?
Oh, I don't remember.
Okay. I just wanted to.
He wasn't
make fun of them on air if we could, but
yeah, I forget his name. It's like Big Al or Big Rob or Big something.
Big Gay Al?
Yeah, something.
Okay.
And so they were showing The Princess Bride, which is a classic.
Okay, no.
You would have to drug me to make me watch that movie.
Are you...
Princess Bride actually has an odd following.
Bride.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't fall in the game meter that high, even though the name is quite... That
the Princess
level?
Bride does sound like, yeah, cute and darling. But
it's the best, date movie ever.
Hate that movie.
There's a lot of drinking to that movie.
It's stupid.
I'm not going to give him crap
You're
on
stupid.
Princess Bride.
It's like Labyrinth. It's stupid.
I like how the witty banter's kicked in. You're stupid.
Anyways, so we did that.
Take that, you clap-having Jezebel.
Okay. Jezebel.
Anyways, so we caught that, and then we just called it a night. But... I don't know.
You put in all that effort. You didn't just call it a night, right? I mean, you called it a night.
I'm a real good sex person. I do it all the different ways.
You called it that kind of night, right?
We went home. That's all I'm saying.
John, don't be grotesque.
I'm just saying, like, the only way someone should get out of sex on the big, you know, Feb 14 is if she's red as a Valentine down there.
Again.
And even,
jeez.
I would like to get laid again.
Yeah.
So he's going to refrain from commenting.
Yeah.
To Joel's right. woman, this isn't Joel's fault. He's a sweet guy. He's all like lovey-dovey right now. He's trying to behave himself on air.
He's even wearing red for you.
Yeah.
Well, she already knows that, but.
Hey.
All right. So everyone's covered there. We got our V-Day stuff out.
Pretty much.
Even though Veronica won't. Confess to anything she did.
Well, nope. She said Tyrone, so I can't believe credit for that.
Yeah, Veronica's so getting laid. She just doesn't let on. It's frustrating. It'd make for good stories. I'm just saying.
No.
Veronica gets hers. She acts like she doesn't, but she does.
My friends actually listen to the show. I'm not going there.
Oh, okay. So like three guys would call and be like, yeah, I was the guy from Friday.
Shut up.
And then the next guy calls. Okay. All right. We got a caller. What's up?
Johnny.
Hello.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, what's up?
I had a question for Veronica.
All right, Veronica.
Hello.
Veronica, this is one of your fans. Go on.
I'm listening.
Yes, I am. First of all, this is Rusty, one of your co-producers.
Oh, okay. What's up, Rusty?
Trying to nurse a broken wrist back to health.
Sorry to hear that, my friend.
Okay. Veronica, what do you call a sleepwalking nun?
A sleepwalking nun?
Yes, a Roman Catholic.
I don't know.
That's the punchline.
A Roman Catholic.
That was the punchline, Veronica. For the love of Christ, that was the punchline.
Okay.
Way to laugh now.
Another one about the same nun. What do you call a nun with a sex change operation?
Veronica.
I don't know.
A transistor.
Oh, Lord. So oh, my God.
Oh, Christ. Oh, all right. Thank you, Rusty.
Christ, did those come from the Chuckle Hut?
I don't know, man. Like, those are old in the 50s.
I thought he meant like a Roman Catholic nun. Like, what do you call a Roman Catholic nun? Yeah. I'm a blonde. Whatever.
Yes. Yes. What's the funny after the punchline? Tell me.
Shut off. I hate you.
Oh, my God. All right. Do we get to Kevin Smith now?
Yes.
All right. Well, Veronica's very impassioned about Kevin Smith. All right. Let me punch up my little Kevin Smith web pages. The gist of it, I mean, for those not aware of who the hell Kevin Smith is, he directed a couple flicks I really like. Clerks, Clerks 2, Mallrats.
Dogma.
Yeah, Dogma's good. I mean, it's not as high on my list as those two.
I'm actually a big Dogma fan, too.
Really?
What do you think of Chasing Amy?
When I was a little kid, I used to think that was, like, the most moving film ever, and then I looked at it again later, and, like, the acting is so ass-abysmal. He kind of puts his people in a bad place because if you've ever seen Kevin Smith, it's not so much, like, acting as people, like, reading six paragraphs to each other.
Oh, they're all monologues.
Yeah, exactly. It's just monologue to monologue to monologue. But, sorry, I'm watching Veronica text. It's so lovely and transfixing. Oh, can you? Okay, I'm glad. I'm glad to hear that. So Kevin Smith is a big Southwest guy. He loves to fly Southwest. He's very brand loyal. I guess he's tweeted about that in the past.
Was,
yeah. Well, the other day, Kevin Smith, and he maintains typically for comfort reasons, he gets two seats at once. Now, you know, that's also like a fatty thing to do on a plane, but he's like, I just like to stretch out. You know, Southwest is like $2 to fly. So I go, you know, two seats, who gives a crap? I'm rich. The other day, he gets on a flight standby, and it's just one flight, or one seat for him, not his usual two. And he can't put the Southwest representative on the plane, sees him in the seat, and calls him to task. She's like, you're too fat for one seat, sir. You need to get off the flight. Now, apparently, there's a test on Southwest Airlines, and this is pretty funny. If you can't lower your armrests on either side of you, like, you spill out into the other seats that much. And, like, just saying that line makes me hate America so much and just where this country's gone. I mean, really, it's disgusting. But if you fail that test, you get kicked off the flight. Now, he passed it, but they still punted him. He's made a huge to-do of it.
Oh, yeah.
He's just gone apes. He's been crazy about it. Joel, say something for 2 seconds. You look like you want to kill me.
No, I'm just listening.
Your teachers must have hated you, dude. Like, when you're listening, you look like you want to kill a mother.
No.
I think he's reminiscing on last night.
Yeah, oh, my God.
No. I was just listening. Okay. I don't know where this is coming from.
Didn't Smith also get a couple of his friends in the industry involved here, like, in this whole hoopla? Like, Daily Show's involved now?
Really?
Stuff?
Yeah, I mean, hell, we'll get to that in a sec. I mean, because I hadn't heard all of it. Veronica, what was that, Si?
No, I'm just asking a question. I thought that he didn't pass their test.
Really? Is anyone? I thought he did, and they were still like, well, you kind of got to go.
No, because then, no, I don't think that's right.
Okay, so let's assume, just because it's funnier to me, that Kevin Smith couldn't even lower the hand rests on both sides of him. And, I mean, I'm loving the story, first of all, because, like, I feel like goddamn George Clooney listening to this, hearing people are that effing fat in this world. I don't know. Here's the story. Smith, who played Silent Bob in his Clerks movies and who's battled weight for years, quote-unquote, I know I'm fat, he confesses, was given a $100 voucher and arrived in Burbank on a later flight, but he was in no mood to accept an apology. I broke no regulation. See, I think he was able to lower his little hand rests.
Good call. Yeah.
Offered no safety risk. What, was I going to roll onto a fellow passenger? This is what killed me. I saw someone bigger than me on that flight.
I've heard this.
But I wasn't about to throw a fellow fatty under the plane as I'm being profiled. But he and I made eye contact, and he was like, please don't tell.
Southwest.
I just love the picture of like a sweaty fatty. Please don't tell. Oh my God. It's like Diary of Anne Frank.
I'll sign
you
an autograph.
Stuff.
Don't tell on me.
Yeah, man. Just some guy sweating bullets trying to get home to his fat wife.
They wanted to make an example of him for all fat people in America riding Southwest, I guess.
I mean, I don't really get it. Like, on one hand, I'm torn because it's so damn funny to laugh at him for the situation. But on the other, I feel bad. There's another article by a dude, let's find his name, Patrick Goldstein.
And ooh, Patrick Goldstein.
See, that's funny because I don't feel bad for him or for other people in his situation. I feel bad for the people sitting next to them.
Ooh. Yeah, and
that's who I feel bad for because you know what? They paid the same price for the same seat and their comfort's being compromised because you've got an eating problem.
But was it being compromised?
And that,
if you're sitting next to a ginormous man.
Oh, I know.
Trust me.
It does suck. And I'm with Veronica in that it reminds me most of all of like smoking. You know, like your bad habit and your wanting to be comfortable. It's going to interfere with me. And if you really are like spilling out and you're that fat, God help you. Like something has to be done. You know, you probably do need to do the two seat thing. It's a little gross. But,
well, and I think that Kevin Smith acknowledges that because he typically does buy the two seats. In this case, he wasn't able to. But
good point.
But I heard another radio station talking about this, and there were people getting all irate. He should be able to fly, blah, 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 blah. Number one, there's a weight balance with planes. And pilots have to estimate. No. Pilots estimate that there's 150 pounds per person on a plane. And then they have to balance and measure and do all of this crazy stuff because you don't want the plane nosedive before it even gets into the air.
There's that movie so Dumbo Drop. I mean, you can put fat things on a plane.
Right. Okay. So you have a plane just for fatties? What, an Airbus for 100
fat
people?
Airline.
I mean, come on.
Oh, God. I think you're onto something airline.
Here. Just, I think you're onto something here.
Oh, my God.
Look, I'm not trying to be mean, but let's be realistic here.
It could have like a Sunday
bar. If it's going to compromise the safety of the other people on the plane,
fat bitch,
take a different flight.
Okay. Okay, I mean, the guy, this Goldstein, this fellow genius by the name of Goldstein, as all people with that last name, he makes a good point. He says, I think Smith got trounced so badly in the media, not because he was fat, but because he's a fat guy. I'm sure there are exceptions, but I'd say as a rule, fat lady celebrities get far more sympathy than famous fat guys because they've already been held under the microscope every day of their lives in a culture that, in the most wildly unhealthy way possible, insists that its starlets and singers be as scrawny as undernourished as possible. You know, and he goes on about Oprah, kind of people sympathize with her even though she's friggin' like rich as, you know, all hell.
Goldstein's a genius, as the one next to us.
Exactly.
You know. But the point, name a fat chick that doesn't have a ridiculous attitude you'd want to deal with. Do you see what I'm saying?
Monique.
She's going to whoop your butt.
Monique.
She will kick your butt. Despite pressure, she will kick your butt.
I want some Monique. call her. All right, caller, what's up?
Hey.
Yeah,
I'm calling about the Kevin Smith thing.
Okay.
Because you guys didn't quite get your facts right.
Oh, please. That is
please help us.
That is a hallmark of the show. So please help us out.
Set us straight, please.
Okay, what it was Kevin could. Number one, he doesn't always buy two seats.
Okay.
As the media portrayed, okay? He'll buy two or three seats when he's with his wife because he doesn't really want anybody else sitting beside him.
Aw.
And I don't blame him.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah. It would just be like, hey, how about Mallrats too?
See, I'm Canadian, so we don't have, like, the Greyhound of the air here.
Okay.
So I didn't really understand what Southwest was.
Okay.
But then I got the full picture. I was like, oh, holy shit, man.
It's kind of a...
it's the welly of the sky, man.
Gotta watch your mouth on the air.
Oh, sorry.
My dear, it's okay.
It's like, it's like the government cheese of the sky.
Oh, it's poor as hell. I mean, I definitely use Southwest.
but I guess the thing was is that he lives in Burbank, and he wanted to fly to, was it Oakland? And it's only an hour. And anywhere else, he would have gone to LAX. Okay, all that aside, he was on the plane.
Okay.
He was seated. The armrest could go down.
Yes.
Everything was fine. He wasn't too fat to fly. What it was it comes down to Buddy who was seating him.
Yeah.
Right? There was one guy that when he was walking on, he said something, and Kevin says, what? And he said something, and he goes, what? And he said, revenue. He goes, yeah, I'm revenue. I paid, or whatever, right? What it was Buddy didn't like his movies. And that's what it came down to.
Yeah, I heard that.
Then they said...
Who didn't like his movies?
Whoever the little, closeted steward guy was.
Okay.
Hey,
he might have been flamboyant. You don't know.
Well, yeah, it was in the air. I don't doubt
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Buddy is
anyway, so he's seen
I
it and everything like...
Gay.
You what?
I play the I am not gay sound effect.
Anyway, so he's seated and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
They said the captain said he was a safety risk, okay?
Oh, okay.
The captain didn't see him.
They told, and he said, like, what do you mean? Like, oh, my God, what am I going to blow? What is it, right?
Yeah.
And then she had to admit it wasn't the captain. And then Southwest said in their first blog, yes, it was the captain. In their second so-called apology blog, they admitted that, no, it wasn't the captain. Our employees decided that.
They opened up a can for Kevin to just have fun with.
Oh, huge. But the bottom line is, if you're on an airplane and say Buddy doesn't like the look of you, apparently
who wouldn't, by the way?
Apparently anybody at Southwest has got the power to get you off. And the bottom line is that you can't say, what are you talking about? I don't need to go anywhere because you'll be taken off in handcuffs.
Can you say
and
about
it's that
again?
Simple.
All right. Well, thank you for straightening us out. I appreciate that. I guess we didn't have the full thing.
You know what? He's got a smodcast on, and I mean, it's an hour and a half, God love him, of just babbling. Blubbery babbling, and I just love
who would ever do a show like that? PapasBasement.com.
If you get a chance, before your next show, have a listen to it because he does give the full story. And the bottom line is that they were wrong. And the big stink now is them being a huge corporation.
Uh-huh.
The last thing they're going to say is, oops, we were wrong.
All right, caller. Thank you. I appreciate
it.
Have a good
day.
Care,
guys.
Later. Okay, so those are our facts.
Those are Kevin Smith's facts.
Why?
There are always two sides to a story.
Why wouldn't you trust Kevin Smith? Just because he's fat?
Because he's a bitter man that was thrown off a plane. So
listen to you treacherous fatty hater.
I'm not a fatty hater. I'm just, you got to think of it from all sides.
Fat bitch, sir.
That is actually Veronica recorded 17 minutes before the show. Sounds like Alec Baldwin. That is Veronica.
Whatever.
I don't know. I'm kind of agreeing with, as I always do, agreeing with Goldstein. Always Goldstein nods in silent agreement. Goldstein says, no one cuts the fat guys any slack. Brando is pilloried for years for letting his weight balloon out of control, and Russell Crowe, when he showed up on the set of his last film, looking like he just auditioned to play the whale in Moby Dick, critics were all over him, complaining how bloated and dumpy the one-time sex symbol had become.
You mean Gladiator 2, Prince of Thieves?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is the least original thing.
Wait. Is this guy is saying that men in Hollywood are hated on more when they're fat, more than women are hated in Hollywood?
I think they can, and I'm going to agree with the argument, or whatever he's saying, I don't care. This is what I think he's saying. That's what's more important. Guys don't get any sympathy when they're lard asses in Hollywood.
True.
Chicks can get a little like, oh, I'm part of the big girls club, and all the fat girls stick together,
Exactly.
In a defensive circle, devouring anything that comes to attack them.
I don't know about that. Look at Kirstie Alley.
I don't really agree
tabloids.
With that at all.
But she's made a career of it.
And she got another show about her fattiness.
Yeah.
Another
it's
show.
Yet another show about
but
being
she was,
a fat
she
slob.
Was ripped in the tabloids.
She was destroyed.
I think
in
that's
tabloids.
Just...
Go to a magazine rack right now and they'll have circles on cellulite from women on the beach. Give me a break. I don't think that's true at all.
Well, okay, that is mean, but there's at least some kind of backlash with people saying, this is a little mean. If someone did that with Kevin Smith and just circled his like man tits, people would just like laugh and throw like ice cream sundaes at it.
I think it's BS. I think if anybody gains weight in a grotesque manner based on society's conventions, they're going to be ripped upon whether they're male or female.
Yeah,
okay, and I'd say that's at least part of what was Kirstie Alley's deal. I mean, like, she was a piece of friggin' ass in her day. Like, when I was a kid and I watched Cheers, god damn, I would have done her.
Just like Roseanne at 18?
Yeah, exactly, man.
Wow.
Apparently we know my type, yeah. Let me find someone who's trim right now.
And that's
gonna balloon
destined
to
balloon. Yeah, there you
go. Exactly. Bang out the backs of her thighs 10 years. Even Jolt's shaking his head.
God.
Oi.
Oi is right.
I don't know.
A Goldstein prophecy. Oy.
That's just my take. I feel bad for the dude overall. Like,
it was because of something other than his weight, and if it wasn't because he didn't pass the safety things or flight risk, then yeah, there's obviously some shading that's going on, and Southwest should apologize and do whatever they can to make up for it. But if it legitimately was,
isn't that such a big F you to a rich guy? Here's $100.
Okay, he's a rich guy flying Southwest. Try not Come to on, eat why it. Should he get any more?
He's
Come
the
on.
Wrong guy to mess with because he can go and.
He has like 1.6 Twitter followers, man. It's insane. He went ape on Twitter and everyone's loving it. Like, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to let everyone in on a secret. I know every goddamn caller on this show because no one calls in. That lady, the Canadian rapping about Kevin Smith, I don't know who the hell that was. That was actually just someone who was talking about Kevin Smith.
We love you, eh?
Yeah, exactly. I bet you're not a fat hoser, eh? I don't
know. Wow.
Joel's all silent now that he's getting some. I'm going to derail your relationship just so you're
you
funny
are
again,
awfully
dude.
Quiet.
He saves it for the poetry.
He's in the
yeah,
sex coma.
God, you're right.
I mean,
why didn't you bust on him? You bust on me enough.
Oh, I'm getting there.
You better. That's discrimination,
wait,
dang it.
I bust on you enough? I didn't know we were going to be open about that on air.
Oh, John, I will fight you, and you know it.
We have, Veronica
and I. You know
what?
I think you're right. That conversation that you and I had, you're so right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Decipher that one, John.
I bust on her from behind a lot. I bust on her. Okay. Caller, what's up?
I promise you I'm not a fat hoser.
Yes.
Honey, they're mean to everybody.
You
don't
worry.
Your
favorite import by far.
No. This, you know what? Kevin Smith, just so you know, Kevin Smith was the reason that he was saying what he said, and this is what I completely understand, was he says, you know, the difference is I've got a platform, and the bottom line is...
So he's just doing like a fatty pride type thing now.
No, yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, it's kind of humiliating. It's like almost like, yeah, I'm into touching little boys. Go Nambla, you know?
I mean,
there's certain causes you don't want to champion.
No. What it was how many people have they said this to? Because, I mean, he turned it into a joke. But how many people have they said this to that would turn around, go home at night, and put a gun in their mouth? And the thing was, there was a girl.
I think they put something in their mouth and not a gun. I mean,
more
okay, maybe
Twinkies.
A big Vienna coffee.
Yeah.
The bottom line was, there was a girl sitting next to him. Okay. Uh-huh. And
you were that girl, my little maple leaf.
I swear to God, dude, not that girl. Okay. But they called that girl out, like made her stand up, go and talk to this.
Wait a minute! You're not Canadian. You said out.
Out and about.
Okay, there we go. That's better.
Your cred
is
back.
Hey, I knew what hoser was.
Okay, there we go.
You know, if you had a said Canuck, right on.
Do you have the little black Terrence and Phillip eyes like every Canadian on South Park?
Of course we do.
Nice, okay.
I don't have a mouth. It's just a great big split.
Nice.
Anyway, so they talked to this girl, and that was what was – that's what did it for him.
Okay.
They talked to this girl, and they said to her, you know, you may want to buy two tickets. Keeping in mind – that in between them there was an extra seat.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was. Like, they were, believe me, I do not champion fatties, okay? I used to be one when I was in grade 4, and I'm extremely bitter about
four.
It.
Grade 4? You're fatty. In puberty.
Oh, dude, no, seriously, that leads to, like, at least 5 good solid years of $20,000 in therapy.
Oh, my God. All right, my little queff sister, we will talk to you later, but thank you for listening.
That
okay,
was the
right
vice
on.
President
Bye.
Of PETFA, People for Ethical Treatment of Fat Asses.
I bet she's okay. I don't know. I think the average Canadian chick's hotter than the average American chick.
Oh, concur. Ever go to Miguel? Oh, my God. It's a fun fest up there.
Yeah.
I disagree.
I've heard Canadian strippers are like models, but that's just what Bon Jovi said one time.
Oh, my God.
They could have been exaggerating. All right, gang. So what? We got Lent. We got Olympics.
Yeah, who's giving up what for Lent? Joel?
Well,
yeah. Let's ask the Jew.
That's what I was thinking. We could do, like, show Lent, you know, because I don't really believe in too much of, you know,
you should give
powers.
Up busting.
You got a Hindu next to a bad Jew next to a lady that goes out with a guy named Tyrone.
So. Exactly.
His name really isn't Tyrone. We give the guys an ID.
Well, they're all, like, white Hitler youth, but they all have black names. That's what always...
No, they don't!
She's always screwing, like, Darrell.
There was one
Darryl.
That had...
Yeah. What are the names?
Right. The point of the
you should try Habib
the
once.
Names so that their names aren't really out there.
So says the
I love black men.
She does. She does.
I love Tina Fey, by the way.
Tina Fey is good stuff. Boy. Yeah.
Another brunette destined to be
I had a nightmare that I was a brunette last night. Good.
Wait, what?
I had a nightmare that I was a brunette last night.
Oh, what a hell.
Like, I had a dream that I was at a party, and for some, like, I had this beautiful blonde hair, like I do now.
Like you do now. And get on camera for the producer so you can tell another bad joke.
And I had a dream that I dyed my hair, like, this really dark, almost black color, and all the guys at the party were laughing at me, making fun of me, and telling me I was ugly.
What's up, callers?
Hi, it's Travis.
Hey! What up, man?
How are you?
I am well, sir.
Good. Please go on. I just wanted to, you know, I was listening today, and I just wanted to throw in, I thought it was an opportune chance to throw in something that on the previous conversation. So keep going with whatever you're doing. But
Travis, what are you bringing to the table?
Yeah, what I wanted to bring to the table was, so I read your latest blog, mm-hmm. and what I would love to hear sometime is the story of when you ate a McDonald's big breakfast and it just like made you, you know, explode in the toilet and just whatever the story of that is, because I'm sure it's total gold.
Okay.
Thanks, John.
Sure thing, man. I will tell the story of all the McDonald's breakfast that ripped me up before we get out of here today.
The runs.
Oh God. Oh. McDonald's breakfast, the grease in that breakfast. I don't know what they do. It's like special breakfast
lard. It's like the best thing for a hangover ever.
I had it like maybe 3 years ago, and it gave me food poisoning.
Oh, man.
What used to happen every – my mom would have to bribe me to go to church as a kid with McDonald's breakfast, and it always got my stomach upset. So every time by the time I got to church, I wanted to vomit or like crap my brains out. And she was really convinced because she's like an old gypsy woman. She's retarded. I love her.
Yeah.
But she's like really into religious stuff. Man, she thought I was like the Antichrist because every time I would walk into the church within like 5 minutes, I'm like, Mom, I have to vomit. And she's like, what is it about church that makes you vomit? And I'm like,
what does the holy water do to you?
Yeah. Whoa. And I was just like, oh my God, I really have to explode. So like always, like I was taking these 15, 20 minute dumps.
Did you tell your mom that you had to explode? Did you use that wording?
Well, no, I was just like, I don't feel so good. And I would like kind of like, when I was a little kid, I always had to crap my brains out like nonstop. Like I was a little puppy.
Ew.
And I'd like stand on my tippy toes, like always, like I'd crunch my toes up.
Dude.
And that's kind of how I held a dump in for a couple more minutes before I just lost it. And I would do that, like, even when we had to, like, sit down in church, and she'd be like, what the hell is wrong with you? So I'd finally, like, run downstairs, and I'm not going to lie, I hated church. So I'd sit there for, like, 20 minutes and just take a really meaningful dump, like, every church, man. And it took years and years for me to figure out it wasn't actually church that was getting me sick. Like, years after the fact, she just got us McDonald's breakfast one time, and I was sitting around, like, watching Doug and Rugrats or whatever, and I'm like, oh, my God, I have to crap my pants again. And then the light bulb finally went off. But yeah, I mean, I've decimated many a bowl because of that stuff.
Way to show God you care.
I mean, like, I swear to God, it's the same food that went in 20 minutes ago coming out. Like, you'll see the biscuits and bacon on the dark side. But there's the story, Travis. I hope I made your day.
Definitely a Browns fan. Takes him to the Super Bowl every day.
Thanks, Travis. You just gave me the best visual of my life.
All right, so things we have to give up. And I was thinking it's something we could realistically give up because I don't want this to be like one of those lie bets. Like one time in high school, remember the Seinfeld where everyone gives up jerking off?
Oh, yeah.
Like we had 8 people that tried to do that, and I just lied for 2 weeks that I had. it was hell. It was not a good bet. So I want it to be something you guys think you could actually give up till I think Easter's like April 4th or something. I asked my mom. Well, realistically, like for me, it can't be like junk food and it can't be like porn or anything silly.
Damn.
Nothing silly.
Yeah.
No porn or
like,
junk food.
I mean, no, just keep it real. I mean, like, I need my vices, but.
Yeah, I need gambling. I'm not giving that up.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to make you give up something you love. Love so bad, like. But I don't know. Veronica, could you give up guys?
Why would I want to?
For 3 weeks?
That doesn't show God I care.
That's true. Okay. That is the horriest thing I've ever heard.
Besides, it's the one time you get to talk to him, right?
Exactly.
God. Oh, God.
Now, I thought about giving up texting.
Texting? Yeah. That's not bad.
For you, yeah.
Could you really do it?
I don't know.
I couldn't.
I definitely couldn't.
It'd be hard, right?
It has to be like something so inconsequential that I'll forget I gave it up. That's how little I really care and what little discipline I have. Like eating at Red Lobster, which I do like twice a year. I could give that up. I don't know. Joel, are
you... Why don't you give up spending nights in with your mom?
Spending nights in hell.
Yeah, give up your room. Give up your
house. Love my room.
I know what you need to give up.
What?
Whoa.
You need to give up Magic the Gathering.
I can't. Urza's Saga is being released online at the end of the month.
No, dude, you've got to give it up.
Magic
Online.
Give it up.
You've got to. All video games.
You could always switch over to WoW.
Oh, no, not WoW. I spit on the WoW people.
Okay, you're banned from the show. Stop giving him bad ideas.
I spit on WoW.
No hot grenade!
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Yeah, WoW. WoW is so beneath even my vices. Magic's a thought. God, Magic's a thought.
That would be the actual worthwhile thing in your life to give up.
I'll have to check the release dates on this one
set. Oh, my
gosh. But if they line up, I can give up Magic. Okay,
just
that's
like Red Lobster lining up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, if it's Shrimp Fest, screw that. I'm there.
See,
like,
you know what's funny is if you give that up, I can see you actually going out on weekends, actually meeting girls who have self-esteem, have a social life.
I love you, Joel, but if I gave up Magic, I'd just watch more Netflix.
That's why I'm saying he needs to give up staying in with his mom.
Why?
Like, you need to make an effort to get out of the house. You need to give up your solitude.
Okay, what's, like, if I give, if I...
Look at his leg. He's, like, nervous and shaking.
I'm twitching, yeah. I'm, like, all cold, sweating.
The concept of not staying home and being miserable frightens
me. I'm seeing, like, a baby crawling on the ceiling and its head's turning around.
Man. Oh, gosh.
Flipping out.
Last time he was like this was when he ate at McDonald's, by the way.
Yeah. God, I could... Like, I have to give up every Saturday staying in. Like, I have to be out every Saturday.
Yeah, you have to make legitimate plans every weekend.
I can do that. I'll go out with you guys so you can check on my whereabouts.
I mean...
Well, Joel's going to be getting laid. I'm not going to, like, sit there and just tape you banging or something.
No, no, no. I mean,
I can go out with Veronica.
I mean, tonight I'm going out to Arlington to Four Courts, I think.
Uh-huh.
Four Courts is fun.
Yeah. So I'll be there.
Okay. Oh, God. Oh, God. I don't even like talking about these things. Veronica, what are you doing tonight?
I'm not sure yet.
Does it count being social if I just go to someone else's house and watch TV?
No.
Son of a...
In unison, no.
There has to be more than one person present.
Oh, God. Okay.
John, we're going to take you out tonight.
I don't like that.
There needs to be more than one person present, and they need to be female and single.
Veronica's single. I can just bring her to my house
with
my mom.
I so do not count.
Oh, okay. You can take Veronica home to meet mom?
Yeah, why not?
Hey, that's the next step in your relationship.
Yeah. I know.
Congrats.
come be one
with me.
We gotta
have G-chat about this.
Okay.
We should probably tell John about the one we did have.
Nope.
Oh, I don't.
You've hinted at it twice. Bring it up. Twice been hinted at.
Freaking Mark Anthony and Brutus. I hate you both.
You love us.
Okay, so I'll try to give up Saturday nights in my favorite place. I'll actually try to get out. Okay, that's real. That's a real bet.
All right.
I'll stay out Saturday nights like for at least like an hour or something. 2 hours. Ugh. Okay, Veronica, you're next. What are you going to try to give up for the sake of the show?
I don't know. What should I?
D. Penis. Strange penis.
Why?
Strange penis hovering in your mouth area.
I know.
Oh,
what,
my God.
I figured we should give up.
What?
Tea parties.
Okay, I'm so sick of tea. That's totally
fine.
Oh,
what is... Yeah, like every Saturday you have like a tea party with your family or something?
Every
like
Sunday.
Cartman? Every Sunday.
Hi, Polly Pussy
My
Pants.
Tell this on the air again. This always creeps the hell out of me.
Do you speak British when you're doing these?
Speak British?
Speak
British. Dude, seriously? What?
Tea party?
Haven't you ever heard of going to tea?
Oh, my God.
Like, you know, between 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Honestly,
it sounds like
honestly, no.
It
I
sounds
haven't.
Like slang for giving head or
you
something.
You have cucumber and cream cheese sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
And salad sandwiches.
I've heard of it.
No
but,
wonder
like, I've
you
never
like
really
it.
Like. I've never met anybody who actually does this or even does it regularly.
Seriously.
Seriously.
No, we do it like every week.
I thought that
I'm
was
gonna
only
make
UK,
a tea. You know what? I'm gonna have you guys over for tea.
Can that get me out of my Saturday night requirement?
No.
Okay. All right. Well,
here's what we're going to do. Next Saturday, before the show, you're going to come over for tea, and then we'll come do the show.
Will it give us the runs?
I guess
dude,
we could
like
do Saturday
foods
tea.
And scones. You'll be good.
God, it's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
I am not
And you have to dress up.
Wait, we've got
to
dress up?
You have to dress up? What constitutes dress up?
Yeah.
Like a button-down shirt.
This is like so much...
John, we'll have to take you to the mall.
This is so much gayer than like the jizz-swallowing contest that Joel went to at the Man Torpedo or wherever the hell he went.
The White Swallow.
Yeah, yeah. Really?
The Mine Shaft, you know, whatever the hell the name of the place was.
The wine tasting on Valentine's Day that was for my girlfriend, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
Guess.
Okay, Lord Queermore.
I am not gay.
You put it that way.
Yeah, fine. Okay, you put in your time. You
okay, seriously.
Your time. You're doing well. Okay.
Next Saturday, we're having tea.
Right. I guess. I'll do
if
the
you
show
break
prep on Friday.
My china, I will
oh
hurt you.
Oh, there's china?
There's china involved.
Jesus. All right. Whatever.
This will be my first tea. I'm very intrigued.
Do you have Pippa, please?
Yeah, you know why? Because you're straight. Much as I'm goofing on you, you're straight. That's why you haven't been to tea ever.
Yeah.
Tea is nice. It's civilized.
God, this.
What do you talk about during tea?
That is a great.
Well,
question.
It's usually with a bunch of girls, so we just chit chat. About whatever.
Girls and like girls talk about such stupid crap together too. It's
yes,
insane.
Because Magic the Gathering is so much more intellectual.
You know what?
Are you kidding me?
You know what?
Touche.
Wow. I didn't get this show to be. Right.
I got to give her a fist pump on that.
Okay.
That was well done.
You're the second guy today to fist pumper, if you know what I mean.
Oh, honey, that was in your dreams. Don't you remember?
I'm not that violent in my sex dreams. Christ. I don't wear you like a hand puppet having a sex dream. God damn. What do you people take me for? All right, Joel, what are you going to try to give up? Not gambling.
Oh, I have
like,
no.
How about some aspect of gambling? Like, you won't True. Gamble on one thing.
All right, I could maybe...
No gambling on NFL.
Oh, that's easy.
I'll let you off with that.
Don't tell God that, though.
Yeah. I mean, I could give up NBA.
Could you? Yeah, well, you got March Madness.
I got that, and I got baseball and fantasy teams.
I mean,
do
you do a little NBA gambling, though?
Huh?
Like, even now, you do a little NBA gambling?
Oh, yeah.
All right, give up NBA gambling. That's good enough. You're busy actually, like, having a life with a woman. I'm not going to put too much stress on your plate.
Thank God.
I'm the one that's just got a cat and a mother to worry about, so...
Yeah.
You guys could take away food and masturbation from me and watch, watch me sweat.
No food and no masturbation make John go something.
Oh, my God, yeah. There would be no Papa's Basement as of, like, Wednesday.
It would become Joel's Sports Hour.
It would be
oh
like the
half. Oh, my God.
It would
no.
be the halfway point of friggin' Full Metal Jacket. Time.
You know what? That would be the interesting combination ever.
Oh, God. No, oh, God.
That would be horrible.
I know.
No. You take those.
Well, you know, I am going to talk sports at your tea party.
No, you're not.
I really am.
No. Oh God, did we really?
There'll be classical music playing. You won't be able to talk about
Winter Olympics because that
that's
way women
that's
be
what I love no. about women. That's what I love about women. They can spend like Saturday night getting their hair schlacked up by you know two or three guys, and then Sunday it's a civilized tea party, and they really talk about nothing. Like
okay,
it's
can we please clarify
cut.
That I do not get my hair schlacked up by two or three guys before I go to my tea parties?
All right, it's only one or two.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
are ridiculous.
All right. So Joel's giving
no
up
world,
NBA
I'm not a
gambling.
Slut, I promise.
I don't know. She's not. I mean, but it's no standard. I haven't gotten any off Veronica, but that's no barometer. Oh. I'm just saying. That's a slight at me, not Veronica.
Yeah.
Shows Veronica's taste.
Well delivered, though.
Yeah. And can taste drugs in her drinks, though.
Really?
All right. Vinny, what you got?
I was thinking about giving up tea parties
Thank
on
you.
Sundays, maybe. No, but I don't know. I'm a gambler, too. I mean, I like to
oh,
say
God.
I bet on sports.
Why did you just say that?
I'm sorry. Is this
you
true?
And Joel are going to have. That's going to be Vinny's show.
Suddenly, new guys intrigued me.
Yeah, hey. I know. Joel's like
hey,
hard
man.
Under the console now.
I went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago and made about $12,000 off of the Giants Patriots. That was a good bet.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
So I'm a Giant fan. I'll represent that. But anyway, what to give
Joel's
up?
Joel's hanging the wire to his headphones off his now erect nipples. Christ.
Ew. God, you got to stop doing that.
So I might give up cards. I play a lot of cards.
Magic
poker,
cards?
Rummy.
Magic
no,
card?
No,
okay.
not magic.
Just
actual
checking.
Playing poker and stuff like
oh,
that.
Dude, he's got a serious problem.
We,
Look at his hand.
We got to talk.
Yeah. Oh, God.
As
yeah.
it is, I'm doing the dealer. I'm done with this table show as I'm talking about poker.
All right, so you're going to try to give up cards.
I'll try to give them up.
Try.
I got to take them out, the chips and the cards out of my glove compartment to make
oh,
this happen.
God.
I'm always ready for a game.
I have a deck of cards in my car, too.
Oh, God. Okay. I don't have Magic cards in my car. It's just an online thing.
But, see, Magic is for people who are really cool.
Yes.
Whereas
us degenerates
here. Poker's about making money.
Oh, okay, rounders. Yeah, everything's like rounders. Matt Damon over here.
Chick, chick, chick,
chick,
chick.
All day.
Chick. All right, we're boring, Veronica. Let's move on.
Well, no, we're done with the show, man.
Yeah, we are?
Yeah, the night train memories are pulling into the station.
What topics were we supposed to go over that we missed?
Olympics. Mocking the Olympics.
Olympics.
All right, just to touch on it real quick, I did not care at all. And then all of a sudden, my girlfriend's watching the ice skating and everything else and dragging me to watch it. And now I'm like, oh, I'm rooting for the U.S.
I am not gay.
If I start with my girlfriend, it doesn't
matter. All right. Okay, I guess.
I got to say, though, on Sunday, I will watch Olympic hockey. I think
yes.
It's the best hockey ever.
Yes.
And on Sunday, we got U.S.-Canada. We got the last two gold medal rounds also being previewing that U.S.-Canada game. That's something worth to watch.
Yeah, you honestly, men's hockey is the one thing I can get into. Yeah.
I'm down with a little men's hockey.
Yeah. That's really about it. I don't care about skiing or ice skating, except for them falling and laughing in them. That's awesome.
All right, all right. Well, you have been listening to Papa's Basement. I want to thank everyone who called in and who's been listening. Vinny, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Joel.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for all your contributions, and sorry I gave you a hard time about the girlfriend.
No, it's all good.
Good for you and your getting things and loving people. Veronica, how much did you miss all this?
Not at all.
Oh, come on. Don't be like that.
I've only missed one weekend, right?
No, you missed one.
Okay, so...
Goodbye, eh?
Yeah.
Whatever. Bye.
Again, every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., www.fcac.org/WEBR. Archives found at In Papa's Basement, and you can tweet us at twitter.com/Papa's Basement. I think now we are free. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Go USA.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.